It's time now for the Elk and Valley Trails Association report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. And this week we will talk with our good friend Joe Hicks. Hello, Joe. How are you, sir?
All right. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, buddy. What have you got in store for us this afternoon?
Okay, we've got a few updates on our trail, what we're doing, and I'll just take on off right here. This is Joe Hicks, also known as the Joe Beaver, a nickname for the trail. And I'm filling in for our good friend, Dr. Blackley, this afternoon. He had some procedure done today, and he may be speechless for a couple of hours. Can we imagine that? Anyway, we wish him well, and he'll be back with us later on this afternoon, I'm sure. As always, we want to thank the folks and the organizations who are really appreciative for their help in building our trail toward Stone Mountain and going east toward Pilot Mountain State Park. We want to thank especially Eddie Harris and Eddie Settle, commissioners for Surrey and Wilkes counties, and the support of our trail building as we connect the two counties with the Mountain of Sea Trail and the Over Mountain Victory Trail. We've been having work days and inviting groups and individuals to come out and help with that. On May 13th, we invited local scouting groups and PACs to assist in a work day. And we had a surprising 53 folks showed up that day to help with the trail. And that included leaders, support parents for the day. Troop, PAC 648, Troop 655 and PAC 640, Troop 653, Troop 651, 699, 683, and Troop 622 and Troop 299. In addition, we had Elk and Valley Trails volunteers William Blackley, D. Neal, Rob Liebert, Steve Wells, and Mike Reeves. Scouting leaders were Scout District Kevin Cheek, Bob Watkins, David Kestevens, Bill Blackley, and Steve Wells. And we're clearing and building trail from Carter Mill Road, coming back toward Benz Road. This is a whole new section. We worked that in, rough cut it. And one day we didn't have so many folks show up on that work day. It was May 27th. Bob Hillier, Mike Reeves, Herb McDonald, and myself, I was out there just a little while. On Monday, June 5th, this past Monday, we had a work day to plant grass and cover with straw a new section of trail under Gwynn McNeil Bridge that goes down to Crater Park. This is a beautiful little section, and it's just going to add access to Crater Park where you don't have to cross the highway. And Bill Blackley, Dan Whalen, Ben O'Grady, and Joe Hicks. I was down there a little while, and that was Brenda Grady. And then last Saturday, we kicked off our first day of the Ducky Turtle Regatta sales at the Yakin Farmers Market, Yakin Farmers Market. And we share this with Yakin Valley Rotary, and they share in the work and the sales. And, of course, we share the money with them. Last year, we had 42 prizes total, and we were able to give to our friends for their donations of $5 each. We had 42 prizes. Rotary share the fundraiser goes towards scholarships for three local high schools. This past Wednesday, we just had the Rotary meeting. We had three of the winners for the scholarships come into our meeting that morning and were introduced and got their awards. The race of ducks and turtles will take place on September 23rd at the Pumpkin Festival. It will be down behind the library at the creek. Come and bring your kids down for that, a fun time. And it will be in the library, parking underneath the library. So it'll be a good place for them to stand and watch the ducks and turtles come down the creek. We're also the morning of the Pumpkin Festival this year. We're running our Insane Terrain 5K race for another one of our fundraisers. Thanks to Robert Ball for your efforts with each one of our races, the 5Ks and the 10Ks. That's going to be a busy day. Later that afternoon will be the Brew Fest. So one whole day of one thing after another. And we have installed a new gong out along the trail. You want to go check that out. Thanks to Bob Hillier for getting this done and Watson's Metals for the manufacture of this. This is a beautiful gong, and it rings, seems like forever once you hit the thing. So go on out and see that. And I think this is all we have for today, and I believe that would be about my 5 minutes. And Joel, if you're ready to cut me off, this is Joe Beaver from Elkin Valley Trails. Just wishing everybody a good day and a beautiful day for a hike out on the trail if you can do that.
All right.
Good afternoon, and talk later, okay?
Thank you, my friend. We do certainly appreciate it, buddy.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.